Are you ready? Israeli pop star wears Kanye West's face at MTV Awards in message to anti-Semites. By Deborah Brand on November 16, 2022. Israeli pop sensation Noah Carroll drew outrage and admiration in equal measure when she showed up at the MTV Europe Music Awards wearing a midriff-bearing two-piece outfit emblazoned with the face of disgraced rapper Kanye West, and topped with gold gangster chains with the Star of David. Carroll, who will represent Israel in the forthcoming Eurovision Song Contest, posted a photo on her Instagram story of herself before the event covered by a blanket, and captioned it, "Are you ready?" Carroll told Israeli TV station that she chose to wear the bold outfit as a message for the whole world. "I am both Jewish and Israeli. We have been experiencing a lot of anti-Semitism, especially in light of Kanye West's statements. I am proud to be an Israeli artist who represents Israel in the world," she said. MTV Emma named Carroll, arguably Israel's most famous pop singer at the moment, the best Israeli act for the sixth year running. Her hits include Pouch, Million Dollar and Taquitas, and the English language Please Don't Suck under Atlantic Records. Carroll, 21, completed her two-year army service earlier this year. Kanye West came under fire for a series of anti-Semitic tirades, including saying he was going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, and charging Jewish people with having their hand on every single business that controls the world. He also said, "There's so many black musicians signed to Jewish record labels. It's like modern-day slavery." West was also exposed as obsessed with Hitler, and was even planning to name his 2018 after the Nazi leader. Other Jewish singers have also come out against West over his comments. Rapper Kosha Dills, whose real name is Rami Evenesh, released a song titled DEFCON 3, Yidis in response to West. "Writing the song wasn't something I really signed up to do," Evenesh told Breitbart News in an interview, but added that after West came out with his comments, "I knew I had to do something."